Hello there. Good day, everyone. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm your host, Mas'ud.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best to show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
There is no doubt that Islamic science and scientists have contributed to the development and progress of different fields of science during history. If you take a look at history and from the very beginning of Islam till very contemporary eras, we find many great Muslim scientists who've been much of help to the development and progress of different fields of science to Islam. One of the greatest fields that we find many scholars and scientists in is the field of medicine. Islamic contribution to medicine, of course, is of great significance and importance. People like Avicenna and, other great scientists and doctors at that time, let's say, who wrote different books, who later become the center of attention for the development of different fields of medicine in the future, even in the modern era and in Europe, America, and other places in the world, are not a few. Their discoveries and their explorations through the human body and, let's say, their contribution and devotion to development of medicine in different fields and areas are undeniable. One of these greatest physicians and, of course, Muslim scientists of that time is Ibn Nafis. In this program, we want to know more about Ibn Nafis. Brother Yasser Ibrahim talks about Ibn Nafis' biography and writings.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today, dear brothers and sisters, we were speaking about one of the great Muslim and Arab physicians of our time, one whose work unfortunately has been disregarded by many in the modern era. But because of his influence on the subject that we will discuss in our programs, it is important that we as Muslims get to know who this person is so that we may know who our forefathers and our thinkers and intellectuals were, and also making us appreciate the efforts of our forefathers and those who came before us in trying to make our lives easier. The person who we'll be speaking about today, his full name was Alauddin Abu al-Hassan Ali ibn al-Hazm al-Qarashi al-Damishki, otherwise known as Ibn Nafis. Ibn Nafis was an Arab Muslim physician who was born in the year 1213 in the city of Damascus, which is in current-day Syria. He began his education in medicine at the Al-Nuri Hospital in Damascus, which was founded in the 12th century by the Turkish prince Nur ad-Din Muhammad ibn Zanki. Whilst in Damascus, Ibn Nafis studied under one of the great physicians and even Muslim physicians of that time, Muhadhab ad-Din Abdul Rabi ibn Abd al-Dakhwar. At the age of 23, Ibn Nafis moved to Cairo. It is reported that Ibn Nafis, while in Cairo, worked at Al Nasr Hospital. However, this fact is debated. And subsequently at the Al Mansur Hospital, where he became physician in chief. While in Egypt, he also became the personal physician for many prominent figures, and some believe that this led him to become the chief physician at that time. This position was not just a title, but meant that Ibn Nafis had disciplinary powers over the other practitioners and physicians of that time. His knowledge, however, was not only limited to medicine. He was also an expert in Shafi'i fiqh and jurisprudence. And it is reported that he used to teach this subject at the Masruriya school whilst in Cairo. In addition, his name is also recorded in a book titled Tabaqat al-Shafi'in, written by the famous Shafi'i scholar As-Subki, which details the lives of the Shafi'i jurists. It is also reported that Ibn Nafis is responsible for writing one of the first Arabic theological novels, titled Al-Risala al-Kamaliyya fi Sira al-Nabawiyya, which was translated in the West as Theologus or to Dictatus, which was about a boy brought up on an isolated desert island who eventually comes into contact with the outside world. He also wrote many books and was greatly influenced by the master Muslim thinker and philosopher Ibn Sina, or Avicenna to the West. His magnus opus was a 300-volume book called Ash-Shamil fi al-Tibb, that is, the complete or comprehensive book on medicine. The complete book has not been published, but it's reported that the entire manuscript is still in existence in Damascus. Even though his main book remains largely unpublished, it does give an insight into the view of his medicine and human relations. His surgical technique had three stages. Step one was to give the patient information on how it was to be performed and the knowledge it was based on. The second step was to perform the surgery itself. The final step was to have a post-surgery appointment and a routine of checkups. There is also a description of a surgeon's responsibility when working with nurses, patients, or other surgeons. Other books of note are his commentaries on the canon of Ibn Sina and his original book on the effects of diet on health and well-being, titled Kitab al-Mukhtar fil Aghdiya, the book on food choices. However, his greatest achievement was his work on pulmonary circulation, which we will discuss in our next program, inshallah. Ibn Nafis died in Cairo on the 17th of December, 1288, at the age of 74 or 75 years old. It is reported that because he was not married and had no children, that towards the end of his life, Ibn Nafis bequeathed his house and library to the newly founded Dar al-Shifa, House of Recovery Hospital, also called Qalawun Hospital or Al-Mansuri Hospital, founded in 1284 by the Mamluk or by the King Al-Mansur Saif ad-Din Qalawan Al-Alfi. Inshallah, until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to The Teacher. We were talking about the great contribution of Islam and Muslim scientists and physicians to medicine during history, mentioning Ibn Nafis, one of the greatest physicians, one of the greatest Muslim physicians, of course, who have had, let's say, some of the greatest achievements in medical history, of course. However, there is one important point here that we have to pay attention to, and that is that from different fields of medicine, you know, from surgery, from different kinds of surgeries, to anatomy and, you know, many other areas in medicine, we see that the discoveries of Muslim physicians, which are written in their books and treatises, are of great significance for later developments in modern medicine. We see that centuries later, there are physicians and scientists in the West, usually, of course, who come to a kind of, you know, an updated conclusion of the first drafts written by these Muslim physicians. And their great influence on modern medicine is undeniable, of course. For example, about the Canon of Avicenna and other books written by different Muslim physicians, or even, for example, some of the books written by Ibn Nafis, such as the book about pulmonary blood circulation, we find that their effects are later on very much visible in the findings and writings of modern physicians, especially in the West, such as William Harvey, who has been, you know, very much influenced by Ibn Nafis in his medical findings, of course. So there is no doubt that Muslim physicians have influenced the Western medical fields, the modern medicine, of course, and that little by little we are finding more of this in history.
About your creation, it's so beautiful out here. A symphony of nature.
Thank you so much for staying with IRIB English Radio and the program The Teacher. We'll have you hopefully again in the next episode of this program, but just don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Till that time, God bless you all and goodbye.
Allah, 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 Allah. I see the sun, the stars, the moon. I join them all in praising you. Allah, 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 Allah. I feel alive and I feel so good. I feel so close to you. At the ocean that makes us